Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dawn Marnin and Dave Chase, and we're going to be talking about the Cass County Health System Foundation. Good morning to you, Dawn.
Well, good morning.
And Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lavon.
On this lovely week, it's, I think it's actually going to be spring one of these days. So, looking ahead, though, you have something really great coming up. Dawn, you're going to tell us about this event. I think, is this the second year?
It is. It's the second year of the Cass County Health System Foundation Gala. Last year we had a great time with a 1920s theme, and this year we're moving forward and we're hosting our second annual gala on April 21st. It'll be held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. And our theme this year is the 1950s, the fabulous 50s. So we're very excited about that.
You know, and all that stuff is kind of coming back. So I think you guys are just with it. You're right on here with the 50s.
Yeah, we are. We're celebrating not only 50 years of fabulous 50s for our gala, but also the foundation is 50 years old
really?
This year, as well as our health system is celebrating 50 years as a health system as well. So we're carrying that 50-year theme all the way through.
Makes sense. And I would never have guessed the foundation had been around for 50 years.
Yep.
I just think of that as something newer. But that's great. You know, you've got that good history behind you and moving forward here. So you've given us the date. I don't know, a place, time, cost. What are all those?
Okay. Again, like I say, it's on the 21st. It'll be at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. And we have just a few seats left.
Really?
Yes, it's really gone very well. Obviously, there's limited seating, so you want to get a hold of me as quick as you can. Tables are going to start at $500, $750, $1,500, and then also you can just buy an individual seat. Okay. Those are $75 a piece, and all the proceeds go towards our project for this year.
Okay, and we're going to hear about that in a minute. So to get a hold of you, and we'll remind folks of this again, but how do they say, I want to come to this?
Oh, my phone number is 243-7409, or you can certainly shoot me an email at mardd@casshealth.org. I check my phone messages constantly because it's important to me to reach out and make sure I don't miss anybody.
Yes, and I'm sure if they don't remember that, if they call the Cass County Hospital and ask for foundation, ask for Dawn, they'll get you there for sure.
You bet.
So very interesting. Not many seats left.
No, there are not. I only have about 16 seats left. So
wow.
It's really important that if you want to come that you get a hold of me soon.
Okay.
Because those are going to sell out, and it's a great evening, and the cause is great.
A partnership
I have with the people in the community is vital.
Okay. So. And so the purpose, and of course the foundation, I think, and maybe in general we can talk about the foundation, but let's talk about this specific purpose, Dave.
Okay. The goal this year is to raise $250,000 for the purchase of some new endoscopy equipment for our surgery unit. And this is on the heels of raising about $450,000 last year for a 3D mammography machine. Well,
we're moving from one end to the other. No, that's not quite right. But whatever.
It's
a different kind of purpose here, both kind of internally, though.
Yeah, so both internally and both after the big C, cancer.
Yes.
We are very close to coming near to cures of various types of cancers, and the colorectal cancer that this equipment will help us detect early, and that's key in cancer treatment these days is early detection. And this new equipment gives our surgeons, Dr. McCants and Dr. Atkinson, the ability to go in and detect these cancers at an early stage. And we're talking at both ends of the street here. We're talking colonoscopies, and we're talking about endoscopies, which endoscopies have to do with esophagus and upper GI types of diseases that are detected. So this equipment, it's revolutionary. It allows us to have these types of detection abilities in our community so people don't have to travel to the big city. And it's very important. One out of 23 people will have colorectal cancer in their lifetimes. And when you take a population of Cass County, that would be about half our population will be subject to that. The age that we're looking at is 50 for men especially. If you're 50 years old and have not had any history in your family of colorectal cancer or these types of things, you need to get detection, because one of the things about colorectal cancer, it doesn't have any symptoms.
Really sneaks up on you.
Sneaks up on you. So if you have a what we call a clean colonoscopy, the first one, you can go up to 10 years if the doctors detect polyps or precancerous types of growths. It might be a more regular type of process. But once detected, these things can be addressed and treated. And great success in treatment of colorectal cancer.
And, you know, one of the big worries for people is, any kind of procedure, it's kind of really scary. These procedures are just a snap. You don't even know they're happening. It's the prep that scare people off. Yeah. But that gets better all the time, too.
Yes, the prep gets better, but it still, you have to set aside an afternoon and an evening to prepare for this. But at the same time, the procedure is 20 minutes. You're out like a light. You wake up, and you have very little side effects. And the whole purpose of this is worth it. The experience, and let's talk about men, grown men don't go to doctors.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
We have some examples in some of our promotional literature of early detection paying dividends in cases that we know of locally. And so men go to the doctor, and women, you are not exempt from this type of disease, so you get in there too.
And 50 is kind of the age you need to check with your physician, but 50 is kind of the age for anybody if they, you know, unless there's something in their history that says you should go earlier. But it's real easy just to say, it's not going to affect me. No, saying that with personal experience. But colorectal cancer is one of those that found early, you're almost sure
great,
of a cure.
Great percentage of success in treatment, and again, early detection is the key, and that's what the 3D mammography machine focused on too, is early detection. And the nice thing is we can do it locally.
Yes,
we don't have to travel to the city in order to get these types of of things done.
And the report back, the follow up is done locally, and friendly people doing that. That's, you know, I really have to compliment all of the people at our hospital. My experience has been they're so friendly. You know, I even get a thank you note for using the hospital. I'm just amazed, and I just can't say enough good stuff about all of my experiences. Have been just so positive with all the people who are positive, helpful, supportive. I mean, they're just great. So. Yeah.
That's always great to hear, but we want to continue that for the future and providing this additional equipment that that doesn't stretch the regular hospital budget. That's the function of the foundation.
Yes. Yeah. Just take a couple more sentences about the foundation.
Foundation, I haven't been on it for 50 years. It only seems like I've been on it for 50 years, but it was established back in the 60s by Dorothy S. Calloway in her will, and this has grown into a foundation. Many of the hospitals in the area have foundations, but we raise money for this type of equipment that the regular budget of the hospital cannot handle. So that's our mission. We have a great board of directors. Kent Gates, the president, and we have people that have been on there like me 25, 30 years, and our mission is the same, is to support the hospital and all the good things that the hospital system does.
Help all the folks in the area. So, Dawn, you need to remind us about right now is when we need to pay attention to you.
It is. It's really important that we get your reservations in for that gala. Again, supporting the endoscopy.
Yes, Dave.
Endoscopy.
Braces. Gets in the way. Equipment. And you can reach us. You can go online at www.casshealth.org. You can email me directly, mardd at casshealth.org, or my phone number is 712-243-7409. And again, that gala is scheduled for April 21st at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. The festivities will begin, depending on your level of participation, at either 5 or 6. Dinner is at 6, so you don't want to miss that. It'll be fabulous.
Yes. What fun with the 50s theme. We want to thank you, Don Martin and Dave Chase from the Cass County Health System Foundation, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought from a Greek philosopher. Good health and good sense are two of life's greatest blessings.